From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama said the unrest in Iran and the crackdown on demonstrators makes it harder for the U.S. to engage Iran directly over its nuclear weapons program. He also dismissed a call by the Iranian president that he apologized for interfering in the country's election. NPR's Don Garnier reports.
The president said that international efforts to persuade Iran to abandon its nuclear weapons program continue, but the chances for hoped-for direct U.S.-Iranian talks have been affected by recent events. As for Ahmadinejad's demand that Mr. Obama apologize,
I don't take Mr. Ahmadinejad's statements seriously about apologies, particularly given the fact that the United States has gone out of its way not to interfere.
The president spoke at a joint news conference with German leader Angela Merkel. Both condemned the Iranian government-ordered violence against peaceful demonstrators. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.
Democratic lawmakers today have advanced passage of a measure aimed at combating global warming. The measure approved in the House by a narrow 217 to 205 vote margin next moves the White House-back legislation to the House floor. Legislation will impose limits on carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gas pollutants. It would also call for moving away from coal and fossil fuels. The Senate has yet to act on the legislation. Los Angeles County Coroner's Office has been conducting an autopsy today on the body of entertainer Michael Jackson. The 50-year-old pop superstar was pronounced dead yesterday at UCLA Medical Center, and already officials seem to be focusing their investigation on Jackson's private medical care and the possibility prescription drugs played a role in his death. Meanwhile, in front of Grauman's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard today, fans and press swarmed to Michael Jackson's star. From the Hollywood Walk of Fame, NPR's Amy Walters reports.
At 9 a.m., a wreath of flowers was laid on the gold-colored star bearing Michael Jackson's name. An official for the Walk of Fame said this is the largest crowd she had ever seen mourning a celebrity. Takesha Allen had a glove on her right hand in remembrance of her hero. She said she had one reaction when she heard the news.
I cried. And it just hit me hard. You know, it was like losing a friend.
Earlier, some fans mistakenly placed flowers at the star of the wrong Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, the DJ. Amy Walters, NPR News, Hollywood, California.
General Electric has announced plans to build a new $100 million manufacturing technology center in Michigan that's expected to eventually result in upwards of 1,100 jobs. GE says the center, which will include a research and development facility for scientists and engineers, will work on renewable energy, aircraft engines, and gas turbines. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 34 points. The S&P 500 was down a point. This is NPR. A shootout between suspected drug gang members in Mexico has killed at least a dozen people. Authorities there say the hitmen reportedly opened fire on police and soldiers and threw grenades after officers tried to arrest them. The incident marks the latest escalation in violence in Mexico, where rival gangs have moved their fight for Mexico's $40 billion a year drug trade inland from the U.S. border. In its first meeting since the Obama administration was inaugurated, the quartet of Middle East peace negotiators is urging the Israeli government to freeze all settlement activity, including natural growth. More from NPR's Sylvie Pajoli.
Meeting on the sidelines of the Group of Eight Foreign Ministers meeting, representatives of the UN, European Union, United States, and Russia reiterated the view that the only viable solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict should fulfill the aspirations of both parties for independent homelands. Two states for two peoples, the statement said, living side by side in peace and security. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said, with the Obama administration now in power, there is a historic opportunity for a Mideast peace. The quartet statement also urged the Palestinians to commit themselves to nonviolence and recognition of Israel. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Trieste.
Ham radio operators have always been a bit different, and this weekend they'll be trying something that only a select number are capable of, sending a signal to the moon, bouncing it off the lunar surface, and then returning the signal to Earth. The hams will be relying on borrowed parabolic antennas. According to a report in today's New York Times, only about 1,000 amateur radio enthusiasts worldwide have stations capable of performing an Earth-to-Moon bounce and back. That means sending a signal 239,200 miles to the moon and back. One enthusiast described it as the ham radio equivalent of climbing Mount Everest. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.